all well and right. That'd be like Nixon being right, finally. I don't know, what if four horsemen appear in the desert and ride across toward our troops? I know a lot of people who believe the scripture when they're fighting. That's a lot of soldiers. Well, I would hope so. It would seem that, if we are number one, the most powerful nation on the earth in history, we really shouldn't be at the mercy of any two-bit fanatic who wants to annex, an 18th province. That was sort of a debt, a financial argument. There was no real. Kuwait was created, I think, in 1945 by a British diplomat who just drew a line over there and took all the oil fields and the port, and the Kuwait, the emir and his people, the royal family, are among the worst swine in the world. And one of the problems they have now is that in Cairo and Alexandria, the Kuwaiti royal family is whooping it up in discos, and it's one of the, it's kind of embarrassing for them. They're trying to keep these people from making this display of berserk dumb wealth. And it was an argument, I think Saddam or somebody in Iraq figured that the Kuwaitis were drilling, at angle drilling like they do in Texas and Oklahoma, where you buy a worthless plot right next to a, an oil field and then drill sideways. I don't know, Kuwait did not pay their fair share of the war with Iran. It was a simple squabble, like a, a collection agency or something. Well, Bush was out there, and it happened right next door to me. Bush and Margaret Thatcher were vacationing, they said, in Woody Creek. That was bad enough. Believe me, when George Bush and Maggie Thatcher come to your neighborhood, it really does turn things upside down. Roadblocks, people with black hoods on, sniper teams, Secret Service everywhere. You can't get from point A to point B. The Woody Creek Tavern became sort of headquarters, a command post for the Secret Service. When everybody was armed in there. All of a sudden, well, it was kind of a peaceful vacation. Our ambassador to the Court of St. James lives down the road from me, along with Don Henley and Don Johnson. I've had a long history of, the Secret Service and I have learned to get along. The last time I had a run-in with them was two, 3 years ago when I was in Milwaukee. And it was a Catholic, Marquette University, went to a Jesuit, Catholic gentleman, who were into guilt, and I wanted to talk about guilt and politics, and I was trying to think what to, how to attack that mix, and it came to me that, well, all right, it was during the Iran-Contra hearings. I said, all right, well, here we go, guilt and politics. George Bush is the guiltiest man in politics, period. And he's so guilty, in fact, in this Iran-Contra business, that if you people believe in guilt, as I do, I'm just a hillbilly, but I understand you, send the Jesuit up here, we'll talk about guilt. And we go for a vote as to whether Bush was guilty, and guilty enough to, I said he was so guilty that if he were here in that room, that if he came up on the stage, that if they believed in their Jesuit sense of inevitable guilt and retribution, that they would be forced to come up on the stage and stomp him to death if they believed in their principles. And there was kind of a ripple in the room, and I called for a vote, and it was 2-1 that they would if George Bush were there. Yeah, well, if the Secret Service is here now, let me tell you that threatening the life of the vice president is 1 5-year felony, and inciting others to do so is another 5-year felony. And the next day's paper in Milwaukee had big headlines saying that I was urging mobs to stomp the president, the vice president, to death. All in fun.